And now for, it says in the papers, here's John S. Doyle.
The Taoiseach's warm meeting, as he described it, at Shannon Airport yesterday with Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky gives the Irish Examiner its lead story. Paul Hosford reports that Ireland is to fund directly the feeding of Ukrainian schoolchildren and body recovery drones after being frustrated by efforts to assist at a European level. He says the government was previously blocked from donating through the European Union by Hungary's veto of the European peace mechanism. The warmth of the meeting between the two men seems clear too from the Irish Times front page photograph by Noel Sweeney. The Times reports Micheál Martin is saying, after he met President Zelensky, that Ireland will push very strongly for Ukraine's early entry into the European Union. Looking ahead to today's meeting in Washington between Ukraine's president and the US president, the Irish Independent in an editorial says all would embrace an end to the killing in Russia's war on Ukraine. But a sleight of hand side deal imposed over the heads of stakeholders won't cut it. Putin must not be rewarded by the US for his war on Ukraine. In the Times main story, Arthur Beasley reports that a leading Department of Finance official has questioned government plans to ban goods from illegal Israeli settlements, warning of potential fallout for Ireland's economy. The concerns were expressed by John McCarthy, chief economist in the Department of Finance. A person described as a close observer of discussions within government is quoted as saying that Mr. McCarthy is known for direct language. He is not shy about voicing an opinion. The Independent leads with a report that only 175 sanctions have been imposed on landlords who breached rent pressure zone rules since an investigations unit was set up at the Residential Tenancies Board 6 years ago. Over the years, the board has been accused of not being tough enough on rogue landlords overcharging, the paper says. The government has been warned that a choice must be made between cheaper public transport fares and capital projects such as the Dublin Metro, Dart Plus, Lewis Finglas and Bus Connects, the Irish Daily Mail reports. The warning comes in a briefing note prepared by officials for Public Expenditure Minister Jack Chambers, the paper says. The esteem in which the actor Gene Hackman was held is reflected in the amount of coverage given to his death, with his wife, the classical pianist Betsy Arakawa, at their home in New Mexico. And there is much speculation in the papers about how they died, notably in the Irish Sun and the Mail. The Independent quotes a detective in Santa Fe as saying there were no obvious signs of a gas leak, but that people exposed to gas leaks or carbon monoxide might not show signs of poisoning. Donald Clark in the Times sums up Gene Hackman's career well. He never gave a bad performance. Paul Whittington in The Independent describes him as a screen legend and says, if Hackman was in a scene, you always looked at him.
John S. Doyle.